Welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. I've got a nice show lined up for y'all today. So we're going to hear from Bill and Joel Plaskett, Wesley Stace, Jen Grant, Lindy Ortega, the New Pornographers, as well as some old favorites mixed in. So again, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Let's get started. This one is called Amputation from the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Kick like a mule. I could be a beggar, but I'd rather be just. just as cold.
Suitcase.
calling. They had the calling. You know the song. This thing could go two ways.
Yes, the New Pornographers with High Ticket Attractions off of their record called White Out Conditions. You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Just a little bit about that song. One of the things the New Pornographers are a Vancouver band led by Carl Newman, A.C. Newman. One of the big features of their music is the arpeggiator, the keyboard arpeggiator. So you're thinking, well, what the heck is that? And let's just do a brief little music lesson. If you had a chord, let's just say a C major chord, and you were on a piano, you would depress the C, E, and G simultaneously. That's a chord. If you wanted to play the same chord, but hear each of the notes distinctive, you know, depress C, then E, then G, that would be called an arpeggio. An arpeggiator, what it is a synthesizer where you can actually program it. And when I say program it, it's not something that you need programming skills for. Something that can be mastered very quickly and easily. And it will play whatever sequence of notes you want in an order. That's the key feature, musical feature of the New Pornographers' work. So if you were listening to that song and you were thinking, man, they sure can play the keyboards fast. It's like, yeah, hey, listen, it sounds great. I'm not dissing it, but it's a mechanical thing that the machine does for you. Cool. Before that, we heard Tell Me a Lie. That's the Fratelli, Scottish band Fratelli's off of Here We Stand. And we heard at the top of the show, Amputation, the Jesus and Mary Chain, another Scottish band. Oh, sorry, my accents are terrible. They're one accent for everything in the world. That's how skilled I am. Anyway, they have the exact same chord progression at the beginning. Sounds very close to identical to my ear. And like Tom Petty said once upon a time, a lot of rock and roll songs sound the same. They actually don't sound the same. I think that's why I played them back to back. It's just interesting that they have this one common musical element that sounds very similar. And then, of course, they take it in different directions, have different melodies and different lyrics and so forth. Anyway, very thick, layered sound. All three of those songs in the first set, you know, there's no quiet moments per se. Even when they dial it down, there are still layers, subtle layers, glazes. It's like a painter who puts on layer after layer, glaze after glaze after glaze, as opposed to a painter who just splashes some paint on the canvas. And I'm not saying that the second painter is not as skilled as the first one. It's just a different approach completely, right? Well, we're going to go to a different approach. The next three songs are going to be more folk-based. We're going to hear from Jen Grant a track called Lion With Me. Obviously a pun, a play on words, L-I-O-N, and, you know, Lion With Me. And then we're going to hear a track from First Aid Kit. That's the Swedish sister sibling duo with My Silver Lining. And I'll tell you, if you are a 15 or 16-year-old girl these days, this band rocks. They rule. And my daughter was saying that at music class at school, that everyone was choosing a First Aid Kit song to perform, to the point where the music teacher said, I love them, but we have to do some other music too. So there you go. And then we're going to start off with Canadian Lindy Ortega. She decamped for Nashville quite a while ago. She's kind of doing a country thing, but you wouldn't know. It's more folk, this song I'm going to play. It's called Till the Going Gets Gone. And what you hear is a voice and a guitar. So instead of all the layers that we just heard, the big sound, all the glazes, we're going to hear a different style of music, a different way of painting the song. So Lindy Ortega, let's get going here with The Going Gets Gone on Ear Candy.
Gonna bury my bones there, and I hope someday hear a voice like an echo chain calling me on back again. I see your eyes crystal blue, clear as day, calling me on back to you. Through the hemlock I can see smoke rising, signaling me I will wait. By the rivers of the fall, wind whistles and I hear you call. I will wait. I will wait forever for you, babe. Herons, eagles passing, telling me it's no time to die. I'm leaving on a new jet plane, ain't the same without you, babe. One more winter, here we go, dig my heart out of the snow. Big bright cities every night don't compare to what we got. Do you want me? Do you want me? I am golden and I'm holding you. Do you want me? Do you want me? I'm a lion, you're a lion. I'm a keeper, light seeker, I've got you. Do you want me to be golden, be a golden lion with me, lie with me? Through the hemlock I can see smoke rising, signaling me, yeah. Rivers of the fall, wind whistles and I hear you call. I will wait. I will wait forever for you, babe. I will
forever wait for you, babe.
That's Jen Grant. A track called Lion With Me off of her record Paradise. Before that, we heard My Silver Lining. That's First Aid Kit. That's a Swedish duo, sisters. And that's off their record called Stay Gold. Kind of funny, off a record called Stay Gold, they have a track called My Silver Lining. And we started things off with Till the Going Gets Gone, Lindy Ortega. Off the record, Till the Going Gets Gone. I love that phrasing. It reminds me a little bit of that movie Forrest Gump. And there's a segment in Forrest's life where he just starts to run. I think maybe he had a bad experience with Jenny. And he's running. He doesn't really know why he's running. And then he becomes a national celebrity for all the running. And people are joining him. And then one day he just stops. Because he's done. It's kind of like that title, Till the Going Gets Gone. Well, Forrest was going until all the going was out of his system. I think that's kind of the notion that Lindy's getting at there. Anyway, that was a bit of a folk set. Oh, I don't know, a little more ruminative kind of songs by Lindy and Jen. A little more upbeat tempo, but still ruminative song by the First Aid Kit. So we're going to change that. We're going to get into the pop vein, kind of soft pop vein. I've got something from Klaatu. That's the Canadian band that was mistaken by at least one journalist as being a reformed Beatles way back in the 70s. And they were just a Canadian band that didn't like to tour. So they made these great little records, pop records. So we're going to hear a track called Knee Deep in Love off their last record. And something from Wesley Stace, something from Fleetwood Mac. like I say, a nice soft rock kind of set here on Ear Candy. Let's start.
Hello, sweet Joan. So glad you're home. Just called to say goodbye. I'm leaving town. I'm bent and bound. Don't try to change my mind. You ask me why I'm leaving, but we both know to be. I've known it from the start. You're trying not to show it, but in my heart I know it. You're knee deep in love. Guess it's over and done for us, you and me. You're knee deep in love.
Remember me. Don't let the kids forget the stories that we read in bed for fun. Remember me. But while there are still mountains left and ice caps by the sea, well, please remember me. Centuries fly by, what keeps a plane up in the sky? Well, please remember me. Don't forget my fate. Don't forget my fate. It's getting late, it's getting late. I only went to see a show. My girlfriend didn't want to go. Remember me. Paper flakes in Prospect Park, I watched them flutter in the dark. Remember me. Don't forget my fate. Don't forget my fate. Don't forget my fate. It's getting late, it's getting late. Like a sudden spark struck faintly in the night, and then returns the dark with no more hope of light. More hope of light.
That was Honey, Honey High, Honey High from Fleetwood Mac off of Tusk, a double record way back in the day in the height of Fleetwood Mac mania. Was there such a thing as Fleetwood Mac mania? I don't know. I lived through it. I don't think there was, but they were popular. Let's just say that. Before that, we heard a track called Remember Me from Wesley Stace off of a record called Wesley Stace's John Wesley Harding. He used to record his music as John Wesley Harding and at some point merged the identities and really tried to make the point clear on this particular record. Wesley Stace's, see the character, if you will, John Wesley Harding. And he said he merged his various artistic identities because I think he was a novelist under his own given name, Wesley Stace. And eventually he just got tired of being John Wesley Harding. Every time I see that name Wesley too, I think Wesley Crusher, that Star Trek character. I guess I should give that Big Bang Maniac kind of stuff a rest. And we started off with Klaatu, who was the alien in The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original 1950s film. Give a big speech about keeping the peace on Earth. But if we didn't straighten up, they would just as happily wipe us out. So kind of a passive-aggressive alien message in that one. A little bit E.T., a little bit alien. You know, if you're putting the films together, with a track called Knee Deep in Love off of their fourth and final record. I think it was called Megantalane. It was released around 1981. And for those of us who might have actually been around then, you might remember that punk had already done its first hit and run kind of thing. And we were all out in the ocean and getting inundated with new waves. And this sound really didn't fit anymore. If it had been released, I think, in the mid-70s, it would have been a hit for them. But, you know, timing is everything, right? And real estate, it's location, location, location. In music, it's timing, timing, timing. And their timing wasn't right. But a nice little neat piece of pop music, Knee Deep in Love, off their swan song record, Klaatu, that's K-L-A-A-T-U. We're moving right along. I've kind of been a little more mellow program than what I usually do. We're going to hear some more folky kind of things. Something from Bill and Joel Plaskett, Blank Check. It's sort of a marriage of Bill Plaskett, who's Joel's father, his folk leanings and folk background, and Joel's pop and rock background. It's sort of a merger or a collision of the two worlds in an interesting way. Sung by Joel, for the most part, I think. And then a track called Mindenhall or Middenhall, which is a place in the UK, an US Air Force base in the UK, or at least it was once upon a time, by the Shins. That's James Mercer's group. And in a track from Nirvana, an acoustic track, a cover. I don't know who they're covering here, but it's called Lake of Fire. I've always loved that song. So let's get going with Blank Check. This is Bill and Joel Plaskett here on Ear Candy.
The faith in religion or the free market, I'll park it with the freaks and geeks on the periphery, like Jacob down on Portland. I tell you he's a shame, I'm inclined to believe him. Now we need some pocket change.
Oh,
pay no attention to the pimps and the day traders. Spend my evenings making music in my neighborhood. My heroes live on vinyl, in darkness sales are final, where we sing of love with sadness, 'cause this modern world is madness. Oh, honey, you can't eat money, you can't buy love with a big blank check.
Oh,
hey, baby, this world's crazy, it's gonna take more than a lot to save your man. Don't spend my morning the editors, when the paper that they're printed on is brought to you by billionaires, man, they barely scratch the surface. A portfolio is worthless in a world so full of clowns, man, you still want to join the circus? Oh, honey, you can't eat money, you can't buy love with a big blank check.
Oh,
hey, baby, this world. Sip his gin and tonic while the world goes microphonic.
Stationed at an RAF base they call Mildenhall. Black moss on a busted wall. The cobblestones made it hard to skate. I thought my flat top was sudden new wave until it melted away in the Suffolk rain. Oh goddamn, you miss the USA. Class, pass me a test. An invitation, not the hand of fate. I guess my shoes said I might be late. Somehow she knew I'd like to stay up waiting with her in the cold for cheap beer and rock and roll, which in time put lots of things in my mind. The kid in class passed me a test. I saw some bands down at the Corn Exchange. I wonder where my sister was that night. Back at home under the tanning bed lights, I can still see the glow. Strange rays from her window each night as I was skating home.
Started messing with my dad's guitar. Taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now. A kid in class passed me a tape. A band called the Jesus and the Mary Chain. Started messing with my dad's guitar. He taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on all of those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now. And that's how we get to where we are now.
Oh, thank you very much. That's Nirvana, Unplugged in New York with Lake of Fire. And I don't remember who did that song originally, but Kurt Cobain and company did a bang-up job there. Really liked that version. And we heard The Shins, Mindenhall. And if you were listening closely, if you weren't, that's fine too, because music's meant to be enjoyed. This isn't a quiz or anything. But if you were listening closely and zeroing on the lyrics, you notice he was talking about the life of children with parents that are in the military and how they get moved around all the time. So for people who've had that life, this is going to really ring a lot of bells. And he got yanked from somewhere in Texas off to Mindenhall near Suffolk, England in his formative teen years. Of course, that would be a really rough transition, right? It's rough enough being in that age group, no matter where you are. Never mind being yanked away from all your friends and things that are familiar and plunked down in a totally foreign environment. But he mentions music and how he got to start in music. That's really what the song is about. And how this move to Mindenhall, the U.S. Air Force Base near Suffolk, was the turning point or the initiation point for his life and career in music. And how one kid passed him a tape of the Jesus and Mary Chain. We started off the show with a track from Jesus, Mary Jane, the amputation. You might remember all the way back to the beginning of the show. So well, there's a little bit of serendipity for you, a little bit of going around full circle. The song Mindenhall from the Shins is off the record Heartworms. Not sure about the title. I mean, I get the idea, but worms, right? Bugs, insects, I don't know. A blank check, Bill and Joel Plaskett. I will give them my imprimatur of approval for their album title. It's called Solidarity. Solid title, must say. Solid. I should say a few things. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. I do appreciate your listening in, and you might be listening in some of our partner stations. I'm very grateful that a lot of stations pick up the show. It can be anywhere, and it can be, I don't know, CKXU in Lethbridge. It might be the Voice of Bombay in Norris Point, in the heart of Gros Morne in Newfoundland. It could be CHSR in Fredericton at the UMB campus in Fredericton. It might be Nanaimo. It could be in Prince George, Simon Fraser University. It could be in a lot of places, Caper Radio. Don't want to forget Caper Radio. And that changes from time to time. Sometimes people pick up the show and sometimes they lapse it. It just depends on what the needs are in any particular radio station. But I'm very pleased that I've got the first station in La Belle Provence in Quebec picking up the show, CIDI-FM, which is in Brome, Mississauga. And I hope I got that pronounced fairly okay. That's about an hour east of Montreal. So welcome to those new listeners there. I hope you do enjoy the show. I'm pleased to be aired in Quebec for sure. Okay. Oh boy. Time is the sand glass of time is doing its thing. We're starting to wind down. I've probably got time to play a song and then come back and say goodbye. I'm going to send this one out to our station manager, Brian Cleveland. He is a huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. This kind of a rather obscure track because it was just a single. I'm going to say B-side, but there was a series of singles that they released after one of their records. And some of the material was way better than what was on their record. And it was 5 or 6 different singles. So we're talking 10 or 12 songs. There were a lot of gems in there. We're going to hear one called Victorian Machinery. Oh yeah, Victorian Machinery here on Ear Candy. Stay tuned.
Seminal pleasure, I will feel you forever when I heeded your call and every heavy. Mojave, the desert. There is nothing to lack when there is nothing to measure. It's all space.
Yes, that's Victorian Machinery, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, our program manager here at Local FM and the UMB St. John campus, where I broadcast Ear Candy, had suggested that I do the whole show doing an Anthony Kiedis impersonation, rapping as a DJ. And I just don't have that talent level. He was hilarious. I was laughing. I would love to do that. Again, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And do to come back next week for more of these kinds of pop rock sounds, catchy pop rock melodic music, a little bit rock, a little bit laid back, a little bit of everything, really, when you think about it. Just going to leave you with a tidbit from a little bit of whistling. I've got this idea of giving you a set of songs with whistling. It'll be in a future program. I'm sort of just putting it together. But I'll give you a little bit now. This is a little excerpt of Vienna off of Billy Joel's The Stranger. You know, you come back, we'll make a date, right? Next week.
So smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?